USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tributes continue for the late Senator John McCain, yesterday being remembered at a church service in North Phoenix, where his eulogy was delivered by his friend, former Vice President Joe Biden.
Even though John is no longer with us, he left us pretty clear instructions. Quote, believe always in the promise and greatness of America, because nothing is inevitable here. Close to the last thing John said to the whole nation as he knew he was about to depart. That's what he wanted America to understand.
At least seven people are dead after a semi slams head-on into a Greyhound bus on an interstate highway in New Mexico. It apparently happens after the truck blows a tire. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This summer's deadliest wildfire in California is now fully contained as Northern California's Carr Fire has burned near Redding for more than a month, scorching nearly 230,000 acres, killing eight people, and destroying more than 1,000 homes. But again, the good news is it's finally fully contained. President Trump speaks in Indiana last night at a campaign-style rally touting the nation's economy.
Just this week, we made another truly historic announcement. We are replacing NAFTA with a beautiful brand-new U.S.-Mexico trade deal.
Today, the president's off to Charlotte, North Carolina. His first stop will be the Central Piedmont Community College, where he'll sign an executive order aimed at strengthening retirement security. After a huge tribute concert last night in Detroit, Aretha Franklin's funeral's today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
President Trump is stepping up his attacks on the Justice Department and the FBI as they continue to investigate his campaign. He told that rally in Evansville, Indiana, yesterday that what is happening is a disgrace, and if he has to, he will step in to fix it. Trump saying people are angry at what he calls a witch hunt, calling for the investigation to end. Robert Chain was arrested Thursday after a SWAT team raided his home. Chain allegedly started calling the Boston Globe newspaper this month after the paper ran an editorial critical of President Trump, labeling the press as an enemy of the people. He reportedly threatened to shoot all of the paper's employees. Chain's now expected to be extradited to Massachusetts to face charges there. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it could have dangerous results if you eat food that's been chilled by liquid nitrogen. The FDA issuing a safety alert yesterday warning consumers that serious injury can result from eating foods prepared by adding liquid nitrogen at the point of sale, like ice cream, cereal, and cocktails. The safety alert says the FDA has become aware of severe and sometimes life-threatening injuries caused by liquid nitrogen. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.